Lynn Turner is a former chief accountant for the Securities and Exchange Commission. He appeared on this program often in the days when Enron unraveled, and as a result, we all got a crash course in shady accounting techniques. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And what's so striking about what Lehman was evidently doing, at least to me, is this. They were doing it after Enron's accounting methods had drawn so much attention and after the Sarbanes-Oxley Financial Reform Act was passed. Wouldn't they have known that getting losses off the books tactically was wrong?
Yes. Without a doubt, the executives at Lehman would have known it was wrong. And in fact, each quarter, they had to certify to their investors in the SEC that, in fact, these financials were right. That was required by Sarbanes-Oxley, and yet they failed to do that. Clearly, it's not a matter of there was an requirement that they didn't know about. They just went over the line.
How common do you think this practice of, I gather, a bank taking some securities off its books temporarily in transactions designed to make the bank's books look a little bit better for quarterly reporting deadlines?
There was becoming increasing focus in the capital markets on how leveraged up these firms were, how much capital they had to sustain losses, and whether or not competitively they were in as good a shape as their competition. And while the report says Lehman had done this since 2001, clearly they ramped up this practice when there became increased focus and attention on their balance sheet, apparently, according to the examiner, just to make things look rosier to their investors than what really existed.
But was what they were doing, was this particular technique, was it, if the intent were different, is it legal? Can a company do that sort of thing?
No, I don't think a company can do what they were doing, and moreover, what they were doing had no real business purpose behind it. Its only purpose was to create a false facade in these financial statements and a picture that had no connection with reality whatsoever.
If you were back at the SEC and your people were looking over these statements from Lehman's that they were filing in those days, would it have been impossible to detect what the true condition of the firm was, or with adequate resources and looking in the right places and asking the right questions, could the SEC have figured out this is just off? They don't have the money to back up the exposure they have.
Well, certainly given the magnitude of these transactions, which got up to as high as around $50 billion at the end of a quarter in 2008, clearly financial statements that didn't have those numbers in them would be misleading and tough to decipher. The second question, though, as to whether or not SEC examiners should have caught this, especially since they were inside Lehman, is a fair question. Auditors, just in the normal course, tend to look at transactions close to the end of a quarter. And given that a number of these were being entered into right at the end of the quarter, sales of securities right at the end of the quarter that then, quite frankly, were bought right back within a few days after the end of the quarter, and the fact that they are so large, $50 billion, it's a fair question to ask, did the SEC examiners ever look for these type of transactions in the course of their examination? And if not, why not?
Lynn Turner, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lynn Turner, Senior Advisor and Managing Director of the consulting firm LEGC, formerly a Senior Accountant at the Securities and Exchange Commission, spoke to us from Broomfield, Colorado.